welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hi, friends. Welcome to another Spirit Connection podcast. This week, I have a message that's going to help you gain insight into financial strategies from the Bible. And it's going to give you some practical tips and things that you can do right now to change your financial future. Well, let's pray. God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that's speaking right now. We ask that you would open us up to be able to receive from you. Open up blessings and open up the heavens over us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm not going to be talking about a get-rich-quick or a prosperity message here. In fact, I'm not even going to do an offering at the end of this message. Many people have been wounded by TV preachers or the overemphasis of that wonderful gift of giving. Now, it's not to say that that's not a good thing, because it is. And if you haven't learned that part of the message of Jesus, it's good to get that down in your life. But I want to focus more on the principles that's going to open the heavens over you, how to position yourself to receive. I believe that God is calling us into a season to be able to make money for ourselves, to expand the kingdom of God and to do mission work, prepare us for the next revival coming. But we don't want to be focused on ourselves. You're going to learn that later anyway. But maybe you've heard me say this. Prosperity is having the money and resources and time and the freedom to do what God calls you to do when he calls you to do it. I don't know about you, but I think we need this type of blessing and freedom into our lives. I love fulfilling my mission of helping people understand God's love, power, and acceptance. And I accomplish this through all that God calls me to do when he calls me to do it. And if that means I need money to do that at times, then God will provide. But what about you? What do you want? Maybe you want to get out of debt, pay off some bills, do something more practical like fund your retirement, buy a house, a car, go to school, or maybe have more money to give. Maybe it's charities or things in your community, or you like giving to people, or maybe you want to start something that's going to change the world in your community. You know, whatever it might be, like I just mentioned, you may want to have more money to be able to free yourself up for time. That's my important thing. It's not so much money, it's the time that matters for me, because the finances help me to do that and get freed up so I don't have to be chained to the time clock all the time. Well, whatever it is, most of us need a breakthrough. Did you know that 80% of lottery winners actually lose it all within 5 years? That should be an alarm sounding off. Most people are not even remotely prepared to deal with what's called sudden wealth syndrome. And that's probably why God's not blessing you in this way. Pride and greed can be intoxicating and it can blind us. So we need to have a strong foundation to build our financial future on. And this is possibly why God might not be releasing finances overall into the kingdom, because he wants to make sure you're willing or you're ready. And like those lottery winners, you don't lose it all or lose things in your life. You know, sometimes it's God's great love and mercy protecting us from fully blessing you. 1 Peter 5:6, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. God will use money more than anything else to strengthen your faith and test your motives and to guide you along. So it's usually money that will actually reveal our heart, so that, you know, humility is a big deal. In the business world, humility isn't even taught, but it's something that we really need to get a hold of, lay our foundation on it. Getting healed of money issues is very important. To positively influence the world, it will require a mindset change. I call it financial healing in some cases. Most people need it. Getting healed of our money issues will require a mindset change for many people. Generally, there's a great deal of misunderstandings about money in the Bible. There's a verse, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil." Some people are eager for money, and they've wandered off from the faith and pierced themselves with griefs. 1 Timothy 6:10. You know, this verse is misquoted, misunderstood. It says the money is the root of all evil. However, it is not money itself that is the root. That's the problem. It's the love of money. And it's greed and idolatry when you love money because you're loving that more than God. So if you can deal with that, then God can bring more money into your life. And this is often why God will not give you all the cash you need all at once. We have to break through our poverty mindsets. We have to realize, you know, with God, all things are possible. I grew up with a limiting understanding of God's blessings, and I had to break off the poverty spirit, the poverty mindset that caused me to feel guilty about finances. I felt guilty even for making money in ministry or in business, and I tried to give it all away. I spent the longest time giving all my money away, and I couldn't let go of the guilt. Now, that giving for the wrong reason, I was giving out of guilt instead of giving freely, and I had to let go of that and let God begin to change my heart. Then people think that everything should be free in ministry, and churches are probably limiting, you know, their life and understanding if they're not teaching on finances, on biblical finances. You know, we can't have everything free. This is why even Jesus said someone handled the money bag for him. It was Judas who handled the money bag for Jesus's ministry. So there were financial responsibilities even with Jesus's ministry. So we need to discover a healthy balance that God has intended us to have regarding money, and then expand our possibilities and get creative so that we can change the world with God's love. So can we have wealth is the question. Matthew 19, 21 through 23, Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And then come and follow me." And when the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it's hard for someone who is rich to enter into the kingdom of heaven." Some people argue that Jesus said that we can't have wealth. They misunderstood that, took it out of context, because Jesus said it's hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. However, you got to look at this. Jesus was not creating a doctrine here by his statement. He was actually addressing an individual who had issues with money. He had made money his God. And that's why when the guy come up and gave him the list of things, "What, master, what should I do, you know, to inherit eternal life?" Jesus told him the list, but then he went down to what the root was. Sell it all and come follow me. Jesus never made that statement any other time, actually. And the answer is, yes, we could have wealth, but we can't let it have us. I believe that this encounter Jesus had in Matthew 19 with the rich young ruler, that's what it was called, was a potential replacement for Judas, one of the 12 disciples who was about to betray Jesus and was going to die. Now, this is about 2 weeks before Jesus went to the cross. Jesus could have been trying to fast forward this guy, this rich young ruler, into being his disciple. The reason I believe this is that Jesus said something interesting. He said, "Go sell it all and come and follow me." Something he only said to those that he gave that invitation to be disciples, like Peter, James, and John. So it helps to understand the context of things we read in the Bible. Need to read the verses before and after to understand it. How about this powerful promise about wealth? "May the Lord, the God of your ancestors, increase you 1,000 times and bless you as he has promised." Deuteronomy 1:11. Wow, how good is that? 1,000 times. Yes, let it come, God. Listen, this is what God is promising to you. He wants to increase you 1,000 times. He wants to bless you. That is God's heart for us. That's God's word for us. And if we can get our heart and motives in line with God's heart and purposes, then we're more able to handle wealth that will also be able to handle the revelation and wisdom that we'll need to take this up to the next level. So let me talk a little bit about your job or different things you might need a breakthrough in. Many people listening to me right now are waiting for their breakthrough. In 1993, I was waiting for mine. I was in my corporate job for a number of years, and I felt God called me to something bigger. Maybe you've heard my story. I tell it all the time because when you tell stories, it's like talking about angels or talking about the Lord, the anointing shows up for it. You start talking about angels, the angels show up. You start talking about healing, healing breaks out. Well, I talk about my breakthrough stories a lot, not to boast of what I did, but to give God the glory and to open that anointing up for you. I felt in 1993, I was called to something bigger. And you know what? I needed to get trained for it. I had a lot of prophetic words spoken over me. In fact, all my life about something big. And then God spoke to me, I will not release you until you realize that I have placed you in this job. Now, I was working in a corporate job in San Francisco. I was screaming out to God. It's called intercession. Have you tried it? When are you going to release me? When are you going to free me from this? And God spoke to me, your current job holds your breakthrough. And then he showed me this, Colossians 3, 23 and 24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as if to working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you'll receive an inheritance from the Lord as your reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Wow. You will get an inheritance from the Lord for working with and being around your ungodly boss, your coworkers, or people at school. And, you know, it's happening all the time. It happened to me. I was working in San Francisco, not exactly the godly place. And it was very, very hostile environment for Christianity. And then God said to me that I'm not going to open the door for you to go into ministry and to do all these things until you realize your current situation is indeed ministry. So I want you to start doing this very thing in your life. Maybe your church, your job at school. You know, if you want to do this, you'll need to learn to love people. You'll need to learn to be around them. And this is what the Lord says. He says, I want you to love these people at your job. I want you to treat them the way you treat people at church. And I want you to do things that you do at church. Now, not to pull out a shofar and blow it in the middle of the office or anything like that, or stick worship music on. It was more about motives. More about using your gifts. Remember, I was in San Francisco, the very Christian hostile place. So I started praying and fasting for the company I worked for. I prayed for their finances. I started getting prophetic words and sharing them with my boss and with the president of the company. And they started noticing that God was blessing the company. It was very obvious, the things I was sharing. They started inviting me into meetings and asking me if I was getting one of those things. They didn't know what it was. And my Christian friend said, you shouldn't do that. But you know what? God will bless you. He wants to bless you. He wants to bless your boss because that will bless you. And it's actually okay to pray that God will bless those that you work for. Jacob brought a blessing to the business of his father-in-law, Laban. Joseph brought the blessing to Pharaoh. It's biblical. It's a biblical principle to bless and honor those over you, and it will actually open a floodgate of blessings to you. And when it came time for me to leave, you know, leave my job then in 94, go off and get ministry training and do things like that, you know what? It wasn't my church that actually stepped up and helped me. It was the company that I had worked for. Wow, we see you've helped us. You know, I got an inheritance, so to speak, just like the Apostle Paul said. A year later, they hired me back 5 times the pay to do a contract. And I just want to tell you, this was a company you wouldn't expect to do that with. They didn't even give sick pay. And I'm just telling you that this will open the floodgates of heaven over you because it's God who's in charge. And he looks at our heart. He looks at our motives. But it wasn't until I understand that my job was my current ministry and my breakthrough came. So this is what you need to do if you need a breakthrough. Maybe it's at school. Maybe it's, you know, in your home. Maybe it's at your job now. I don't know. But this is going to be one of the keys for you to break through right now. You know, there's a strategy to help you open closed doors because, you know, as a prophetic coach, I hear all the time, you know, I'm in front of a closed door. What do I do? Well, here's another breakthrough strategy. It's from Matthew 7:7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open for you. For anyone who asks receives. Anyone who seeks finds. Anyone who knocks, the door will be opened for them. Matthew 7:7-8. Notice ASK, ask. Ask, seek, and knock. It's an acronym. That's what Jesus said. He said, ask and you'll receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock. These are all proactive steps. Doesn't say, sit on the couch and wait for God to open the door. even though there's a value in waiting, you need to be a proactive waiter. Even though you'll see a lot of people doing this these days, yes, 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 I believe in waiting on God, but you need to be doing the last thing the Lord spoke to you or preparing yourself for the very things that he's spoken you to do in the future. And there's an example, I use this all the time. A lot of people sit on the couch waiting for a job. All of a sudden, knock, knock, who's there? A job. Oh, great, let it in. It's usually not happening that way. You actually have to go out, ask, seek, and knock before those doors are going to open. But, you know, again, waiting on the Lord is biblical and powerful, Isaiah 40, verse 31. But if you haven't done the last thing that the Lord told you, then you need to go back to that. Make sure that you've done all those things that God has spoken to you as you're waiting for the new season, and also look at proactive steps that you can get your breakthrough. All right, I want to take a question. You know, we get a question each week on the podcast, and we get them from our students of our online school, also our financial partners, and sometimes our staff members ask them. So if you want to be part of that, you can go to my website, dougaddison.com. You'll find all three of those, how to join my school, how to join our financial partnership, and also how to join our staff there. But here's a question that's really good on finances.
I received a prophetic word about my finances, and I just haven't seen the increase yet. I have been tithing faithfully. I have asked the Lord to show me where I need to repent. I have gone before the courts of heaven to see if the enemy has something against me that's blocking that blessing. I just don't know what to do anymore. I don't know if I misheard or if the prophetic word wasn't for me. And I just want to know, what did I do wrong? Did I do something wrong?
Wow, great question. Well, first of all, just based on this, I could tell that she's been around my ministry and my teachings. She knows, because she named off the things she did. These are the things I recommend, that you go into the court of heaven and you begin to ask God to show you what Satan doesn't want you to see. You begin to seek the Lord on it, you know. And so she got a prophetic word about financial blessing. Now listen, here's how prophecy often works. You'll usually get a prophetic word that's very clear when things that God is calling to you are big, and then you'll walk through a season that looks opposite. Think about when David received the prophetic word or the anointing from Samuel, and then all of a sudden he went into a time of the opposite. He's anointed the next king, even though King Saul was the current king, and he went through a time of running. It's very biblical for things to look opposite. The Apostle Paul, and his name was Saul at the time, in Acts chapter 9, is a very similar situation where he gets this visitation from Jesus. He's blinded on the road to Damascus. You know, that's a big calling on his life. Then things looked opposite. He actually ran away for a while, then came back around. So what I'm saying about this question is, you probably have a very big call. Sounds like you're doing the right things. Here's what I recommend. Continue to pray. Also look at any generational ties. You know, there can be generational, it's the sin of our ancestors that can cause things to get off track. And take a look at that and just pray and ask God to clean that up for you. Continue to pray and ask daily for God to show you if there's anything to break through. I'm feeling prophetically over this particular person, this question, and many people like it. As long as you're doing these things, then God is going to open something up. And I want to encourage you not to give up and keep moving forward. Some people, though, that I coach and that I work with, they've got things in their heart. They're walking with judgments against others. That'll close things up. I mean, look up Luke 6, 37 and 38 about the blessings, and then about how you can, judgment can actually close those things down. But this case, I believe that God is going to open something up, and she's going to see it over the next year. It's going to be amazing. Wow, great question. Well, let me give you some practical things that we can do regarding finances. There are practical things that we can all do right now. And here's a few tips. Yeah, I've learned these along the way. Learn to recognize God's voice. You know, that's what we were just talking about in that question. God will guide you. He'll speak to you. He'll speak to you about your job, your destiny, your finances. Just learn to recognize his voice. Be wise and get good counsel, especially on big decisions. Do not assume that when you get a prophetic word about financial blessing, that it's going to be a free ticket to be irresponsible. I can't tell you how many people I've coached who got a prophetic word about financial blessing and went out and charged your credit card up because God was going to move. No, you just derail yourself into what God's doing. He's trying to teach you to be responsible. And so we don't want to go into debt because we got a prophetic word. In fact, it's the opposite. We want to get the financial blessing that's forthcoming. You may have been given a prophetic word regarding financial breakthrough, but many times you'll get these words from God. They're going to be there to prepare you for everything because it's going to look opposite, as I've said before. In fact, you'll probably struggle financially before you get a breakthrough if you've had prophecies over financial breakthrough. I did all the time. Are you kidding? I went through it. I've been in debt several times, out of debt. We're debt-free now, and we're giving money into the kingdom, doing things I never dreamed possible. And you never arrive, by the way. It's God's always going to open more things up. So a prophetic promise or word is not a free ticket to be irresponsible with your finances. Instead, you need to use it to be all that more diligent. Learn to live within your means. Use a budget or a spending plan. Pay off debt, develop savings. I recommend Dave Ramsey's material if you're in debt. And we got out of debt. We used the baby steps to financial freedom. You can do this consistently, work your plan. We did it, and we got out of over $30,000 in debt. It was a slow go for a while there. But as you start to develop these things and you become responsible, then God will free more money up into you because he starts seeing that he can trust you. Develop a lifestyle of earning, giving, saving, and spending in moderation. You know, as you do this, this will prepare you for the bigger things. Now, we continued to invest in our future, even though we were in debt. We put most of our money towards the debt, but there was times when we got money and we would put it into increasing our business or doing things like that. We did it in moderation. Here's some things that you can do right now. Your career is whatever you do with your time. You know, it might be a stay-at-home parent or student, or maybe you're in the workforce, or maybe you're retired. That's when I'm talking about this, I'm going to say that's your career. Ask God to speak to you about your current situation. Update your resume with skills. Get some training in your current job or the ministry. And if you want to get promoted at work, here's what I did. I went and asked how, because I wasn't getting promoted, I went and asked what I needed to do to improve. I did this at church too. You know, I went in and said, what do I need to do? I noticed that I'm not getting promoted. I just want to be honest with you. I want to advance. In my church years ago, I asked what I needed to do to get into greater ministry opportunities. They're not used to hearing that, but they recommended some personal healing, some courses I did. And sure enough, I ended up getting some promotions because that's humility. And they see a humble, hungry heart, and people will actually want to help you and promote you along the way. So, you know, I would have never known this had I sat there feeling rejected or overlooked, because that's what I felt like. So maybe you don't have because you haven't asked. You know, you have not because you ask not. Maybe that if you need to change jobs or churches, it might be outside of your comfort zone, but maybe that's exactly what you need to do. And I'm not saying to go, you know, church hopping or anything like that, but sometimes there's something new for you out there. In order for me to find my wife, I had been married previously, and I was going through some deep healing, but God began to speak to me that he wanted to open something up, and she wasn't at my current church. I didn't go to another church, but I began to pray about it, and I ended up connecting with another church. And that's where I found my wife. And we've been married 21 years, and it's been a divine alliance. So do your best at your job and do things. Don't show up late. Don't get a bad attitude. Be humble. Do those things, because when it comes time to cutting staff, they will not want to lose you. When it comes time to increase, they'll want to give you extra money. Here's another tip. Find ways to make extra money that you can apply to your goals or your dreams. I was in debt and in my job, and you know, I couldn't advance any further. Maybe you've heard me talk about this, but I wanted to go into ministry, so I started a small part-time business fixing computers for people at my church. Now, I was just doing this on the side, but within 2 years, this little business that I developed out of my car, you know, basically I wrote my corporate job during the week, And I did some ministry in the evenings and stuff like that. But I went and started fixing these computers. I kid you not, within 2 years, I developed a full-time business. Well, 5 years later, I sold it. We went off and planted our first church and launched our ministry in 1998. It was all because I took the small steps, praying, being consistent, doing my best. You do this, do your best at the level that you are right now, being grateful, giving to others everywhere you go. This will change the spiritual atmosphere over you. And it's going to be the very thing that's going to open up doors for advancement for you to move forward. Now, this sounds like I had this plan all planned out, but I just want to be honest with you. I didn't necessarily have this planned out. I didn't even realize it was happening until that hindsight. But I do know this, is that God wants to bless humility. He wants to bless you in your job, and he wants to use money and finances to help show you areas that you need to work on in your life. And don't feel rejected, and just realize that God loves you and begin to ask him to speak to you. Let's pray right now. God, I ask that you speak to each person right now, those who need a financial breakthrough, those who need wisdom. Lord, open up the doors to increase finances, to decrease debt. God, I just pray for an understanding on who you are and what you're doing right now in our lives and in the world. I pray that you would build hope and confidence, release strategies on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, God, we pray for the gates of heaven to open over our finances. God, we pray that you would bring that surprise blessing. Just I pray for even those people listening, and I know that every time I do this, I hear back things that people post on the internet, or they let us know that things opened up after we pray this. So I pray, Father, this financial blessing. I pray for the anointing to move forward. I pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, be sure to check out all my training and resources, my articles and blogs, prophetic words on DougAddison.com. I have the daily prophetic words in case you haven't caught those yet. Hashtag daily prophetic. And one of my books that's going to help you with this message is How to Flip Your Financial Future. And you can use a coupon code podcast10 to save 10% online right now. Follow me on Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter, and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. Also, download my free ebook, How to Hear the Voice of God Clearly for Yourself. You can donate now to us via text. You can just text the word love, L-O-V-E, to 45888. All right. Well, I hope you have a great week. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.